This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's miserable out. I don't know if Vinny's still stuck in traffic, but he is not here yet.
No, it was nasty out. The Bay Bridge was just awful. Awful. Wind blowing, cars, you know, going, you know, moving.
But not backed up like it was yesterday, right? Or was it pretty...
There was an accident, but it was cleared up by the time I got there.
Oh.
I was listening to
traffic on the way. I think I just saw Vinny walk by the window.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, I had you all to myself.
Oh, well, now you got to share.
Oh, I don't like to share.
Hey, we just started, Vin. Good morning. Take your time. Yeah.
Vin's got his little fort. Underneath the board.
I know, he crawls under there. We've got little lockers underneath the
I'll look over sometimes, and he's sitting under his under there with his little fort eating.
Well, listen, the older you get, the harder it is to get up and down. You know, you just, when once you're down there, you're like, why wouldn't I just stay here?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay here. Oh, there he goes. He's got his windscreen on his microphone.
And are we doing play-by-play?
We are, pretty much. Waiting on that. It's miserable, though. It was pouring on my way in, but it wasn't. No backups. I took gave myself a little bit of extra time, but it's not going to be a fun commute today.
No, not at all.
If you can work from home.
The wind, lucky. That was the thing this morning. The wind was just really nasty.
It was just crazy. So supposedly that's going to stop in a few hours.
The South Bay had, that was torrential. Mm. It was not, like as I got up here, it was much less. So if you're driving in the South Bay and you can stay home today, you really should.
That's the option that you should take.
Because that was bad.
Yeah.
And I'm driving in a car that is handling it, but still.
No, you were stopped on 280.
That was a parking lot. Some car rolled three times.
Oh, jeez. Tumble crash.
Yeah.
Tumble crashes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The old tumble crash.
But yeah, there's a lot of standing water,
There is a lot of standing water.
It was heavy. That was a heavy drive. And you know what? Yesterday, leaving here, I left the city at whatever, 11, I don't know. It doesn't matter. There was blue sky and I'm driving down the coast and I hit a point where the clouds were black and the rain was falling just as hard as this morning was.
Oh.
But it was that slushy rain.
Mm.
It actually turned into, it wasn't snow, but it was like if you leave home to go to Tahoe, as you're passing through the temperature zone and you get that slushy rain, you're like, what?
It's not quite hail.
No.
But it's got like there's some solidity going on inside each drop.
Yep.
Wow.
No, I was watching that and I checked the temp and it was under 40. But it was not cold enough to be snowing whatever that was. Anyway, there's a lot of weather out there today, so
enjoy weather. Woo! So weather. Place weather.
Weather's so weathery.
So weather, yeah.
I definitely had that it just went through my head multiple times, which, you know.
What?
Well, it just in your head, you can think things a million. But I was like, it has to be all at once. Mm-hmm. California can't just, you know, have some rain.
Yeah.
Here's some rain. Here's some regular weather. It's got to be an atmospheric river or tornado. What do they call that bomb?
Bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Jesus.
Right. Well, we got to have fun names for stuff.
It's all weather all the time.
Sure. What are we, the Weather Channel? This is amazing. They've got to come up with fun names just to keep people interested. Like, oh God, well, I've never heard of a bomb cyclone before. What the F is that? We better stick on the Weather Channel 24/7. It's big business for them. Crazy weather. It's almost like I have a conspiracy theory about the Weather Channel that they pay all the apps to say wrong things. Everyone says something different. And then you just wind up going to the way like, F it. I got to go to the Weather Channel.
Well, you saw the story too. I didn't even bother to read it because what's the point? But something happening in the South Bay is screwing up all the weather apps.
All the weather apps are wrong because they're all different because of something.
Yeah, it was
somebody,
a
computer,
radar station.
Something. Oh, it was a radar station.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, it was not warning us about the right things.
Anyway.
Yeah. They would be saying there's going to be a huge storm and it would be like a sunny day. You think, well, they are suck at predicting things.
I look forward to the Weather Channel in my old age.
Oh, that'll be fun, won't it?
That seems to be like what my dad watches for entertainment.
Well, that's what old people talk about, weather and their health.
Yeah. Well, we're doing it, though.
Well.
Oh, yeah, I'm
nobody
on antibiotics.
Stop it. Nobody talk about their health
right
now. Glad
you're not in this room today.
Why? Do they make your fart smell bad?
They do cause some gas.
Do not worry.
What?
I will not enter. I have experienced.
You weren't just kidding?
Maddie Stout's
brand.
You
are on antibiotics. Why are you on antibiotics?
Well, one of my sutures abscessed.
And by the way, we did just talk about weather, and now we're talking about our
own. All right, never mind.
No, go on.
No.
I am actually interested in your infection that you have.
They're not.
People can get infections.
They're making sure it doesn't get infected, but I did have like a little thing with my suture that was just not closing tight.
Yeah. No. Oh, boy. Mm. Yeah. Well, good to know. Thanks for the warning. You know, I don't often go and sit in there with you.
Yeah.
I today, sometimes say I definitely stuff won't. To him, but I won't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yell it from the door. Finn.
I'm off that.
Just, you know what? Learn American Sign Language and just...
Just wave your arms really big.
I'll use this button.
Yeah.
And then,
there you go.
There is a button to talk to me.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless you need to say something secret, because I'm sitting right here. You guys are plotting against me. I know how the two of you are.
Everybody's plotting against you, Sarah.
I know. it's
in the hell?
It's the whole conspiracy. She's on to us, Vin.
Oh, yep,
that's
okay.
Right. I'm sniffing you guys out. You didn't know I was a secret ninja spy ballet dancer.
You are.
Yeah, I'm all these things. I just need nobody to know. Trying to keep it on the down low. Anyway, I'm glad you made it. I'm sorry that you had a crappy drive in.
It's, you know, just another day.
Weather. Yeah, it's Friday. It's not just another day. It's Friday.
That's
it's great.
True.
I've been listening all week. We're having a little jam at my house on Saturday night with the usual suspects plus some new suspects. So I'm very excited. We're learning a bunch of new songs. And
you learning this one?
No. I already know that one by heart.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel like this is an important jam because you have new people you want to impress and you're very excited and you're
all
like,
of that. They're really fun. They're really, you know,
these are the people that
from the showcase, the Josh Z, Teal.
Josh Z and his wife, right?
Teal, yeah. I was telling you, I don't know if I said this on the air, but I don't meet that many rock chicks. Like the chicks that I grew up with, they liked whatever was on top 40 radio or dance music or whatever. And I was like, let's put some Led Zeppelin on. Let's listen to all the Rush albums in a row. What do you think? We've got all afternoon. Put them on. Like, and so me and Teal just were sitting. It was like the world fell away from us, Vin.
Oh, boy.
You know, as we talked about AC/DC and Aerosmith and all these bands that we love. And, you know.
Well. My daughters are firmly in the pop world as I've tried to expand their horizons. They're like, let me guess. This is another one of the most important bands of all times. Is this? And I'm like,
yes, it is. Shut up and listen.
I'm trying to learn you something. Would you pay attention? Can you put on Appa Tappa?
Oh, actually, I'm not against Apa Tapa. Me and John were doing this rocked out version of it the other day. It was really fun.
I was thinking it would make a fun rock song.
It would. It does. It's like, you know, put some heavy guitar on that. And sorry, we were laughing. It was fun. Anyway, so we've been working on songs. It's so funny because we're all a bunch of nerds. Like, I've got this kind of like people who are ready to jam thread. There's like the party thread. Because we're going to have a party and all our friends are coming. And then...
Everybody's not invited?
What's that? No, they're not invited to the jamming thread.
Oh, okay.
Where we're all tossing out little names of songs and stuff. So it's, yeah. It's fun. It's just, we're nerding out on super dumb songs.
I was thinking about that the other day driving home. I don't know why I was thinking about you. But
because you love me.
I do. Hello? I love you. But I was just thinking, you know... I don't know. Maybe I was putting my whole little world in perspective. I'm like, I need to find a group of friends that like Sarah has. Like, they all like music. They all do stuff together with music. Like, that's such
a
great thing to have in common.
Ask her how she found those friends, though.
Through my kids. Actually, through the station. What? How did I find the friends? Is that,
through your
did
kids,
I get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. What do we mean? No. What
so,
did you get
so
it
what
right?
are you saying, Vin? I need to pop out some kids and then I'll meet some friends?
You get a lot of friends through that. Like, a lot of my friend group. Although, this group of friends is... mostly through Pat and Marianne. Pat, who I knew from our show early on.
Right. But
through the Wonder Bread 5. And
when
his wife.
Met Sarah, it was her and John.
That's it. Well, we'd been moving steadily around the country.
So when as she's gotten friends, it's been like, whoa, they have like a real click. But as I've been told, the story is, my kids and the school and all the stuff
It helps to have kids all in the same age group, that is for sure. Me and Marianne, our kids are each of them is 2 weeks apart. Like her oldest, my oldest.
You were on the exact same
trajectory.
Yeah. Wow.
I know. So I knew Pat long before I knew Marianne. I already had a kid. I was heavily pregnant with my second kid when I met Marianne. And so was she, because she had her kid 2 weeks after me. Yeah. It is true. Get some kids.
Okay.
Well, no, that's not what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay. That's what you were trying to say.
Tell me what to do to have friends, the two of you.
No, I'm just trying to tell you.
I don't know, be a radio producer?
You build these connections through your kids. Those are pretty powerful bonds.
Definitely.
Especially if you're like, can you please help me today? I need, and your friend goes, I got you.
Yeah, drop them off. And it actually helps the friend, because if they're close friends, if the kids are friends, then it's like, but I do not have to entertain these children anymore.
They
absolutely
are
send them over.
Difficult times, and those friendships.
Best of times, the worst of times.
Build strong bonds. That's what I'm saying. But you know, certainly a running club is probably a better move for you.
A running club? Well,
oh, not
tennis. How about a little tennis?
Pickleball is the way.
Oh, I don't know if you can do tickleball.
Tickleball?
Whatever.
I'd love that.
Does
my point. Come here. Could you? No. I win. You lose. Go tickle monster time.
Right. Let's get rolling here. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Vinnie, Alice Morning Show. Here's a song. Be right back. First, I was afraid. That's not which song it is.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.